Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today we are talking everything from the Trump-Putin meeting and the World Cup winner to facial recognition and the weekend's top movie. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Monday, July 16th. You ready? Let's do this. Today, President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin sit down for the first ever formal one-on-one meeting. It's happening in a neutral location, Helsinki, Finland. The Hill says President Trump arrived yesterday, and the two presidents will hold a joint press conference after their meeting today. Reuters reports neither side expects big breakthroughs to come from this meeting, but that it's meant to be the beginning of repairing U.S.-Russia relations. But some critics are not so happy with the idea of playing nice with Russia while criticizing America's closest friends. President Trump told CBS News over the weekend that he considers the European Union a foe, at least when it comes to trade. And one more thing. This U.S.-Russia summit comes just a few days after the U.S. charged 12 Russian spies. Those spies allegedly interfered with the 2016 presidential election by hacking into democratic networks and election systems. France has now been crowned the World Cup champion, and it'll stay that way for at least 4 years. France beat Croatia in the World Cup final in Russia yesterday. It's the second time France has won the World Cup. Croatia has never won. The final score was 4-2, and it was a victory celebrated throughout France. The AP says tens of thousands of people poured into the street to celebrate there. And last night, the Eiffel Tower lit up in the country's colors and displayed the years 1998 and 2018, marking France's two World Cup titles. And by the way, in case you were wondering, Belgium beat England 2-0 for third place. And while we're talking about sports, tennis champ Serena Williams made it to the Wimbledon final over the weekend, but did not walk away with the Wimbledon title. Instead, it was Angelique Kerber from Germany. Williams has won it 7 times and was hoping to win again just 10 months after she gave birth and dealt with life-threatening complications. In her runner-up interview, she told the crowd while she is disappointed, she is also happy to get that far and is only getting started. She also said she was playing for all the moms out there. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic won his 4th Wimbledon title yesterday. He beat Kevin Anderson. A new video shows the boys rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand, and each one of them gives a thank you message in the video as they sit in their hospital beds. Doctors say they are all doing well, and any minor infections have all cleared up. Time reports they're expected to be able to go home from the hospital as soon as later this week. By the way, there's been some controversy between one of the rescue divers and billionaire Elon Musk. Musk is now facing some backlash for something he apparently tweeted about that diver. Musk's Twitter account showed a tweet that called the diver a pedo, as in pedophile. But then that backlash started and the tweet was later deleted. CNN still calls it an unfounded claim. Reports say the tweet came after the diver criticized Elon Musk to the media. Remember, Musk had created a kid-sized submarine to help get the kids out? Well, it wasn't used, and the diver later said it was a PR stunt that would never work. Dozens of wildfires are burning in the West. One near Yosemite National Park killed a firefighter and has shut down a key route to the park. CBS News says guests at the Yosemite Cedar Lodge and many others had to evacuate over the weekend. Fires are still a problem as the weather stays hot and dry. A quick break now, and I'm excited about this week's new sponsor. If you haven't already heard of John Lee Dumas, he is the host of the award-winning podcast Entrepreneurs on Fire. He's interviewed more than 2,000 successful entrepreneurs like Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran, as well as people like Tony Robbins and Gary Vaynerchuk. He's discovered why entrepreneurs succeed, and it's because they have a big idea and they go all in. No distractions, just focus. And he wants you to be able to do the same thing. So he has created a free training, yes, free. It's called 3 Hours to Your Big Idea. Give JLD just 3 hours and he will give you your big idea. I love the timestamp on this so you know exactly what you need to commit. Head on over to yourbigidea.io. That's yourbigidea.io and check this thing out. In 3 hours from right now, you'll have your big idea. All right, now back to the news. It is not every day a tech company calls for more regulation on tech, but Microsoft recently said the government needs to do more about facial recognition technology. For example, that's the tech that can unlock your iPhone 10 with just a look, or what allowed Facebook to ask you if a friend in this picture was someone particular. And it's also getting more and more advanced. So Microsoft laid out its concerns and the key questions the company thinks Congress should consider. Microsoft made a point to say there are really great uses for facial recognition. Think finding a missing child in a crowd. And not so great uses. Think governments tracking you everywhere you go at all times. Uber and Venmo are teaming up, and the hope is that it'll help you better divide up the payments between friends for your Uber ride. Digital Trends reports Venmo noticed that more than 6 million Venmo transaction descriptions use the word Uber in them, so they thought it would be best to get it to the Uber app. You may notice the change because Uber and Uber Eats will now give you the new option in the app to pay with Venmo. Today is the day. It's Amazon Prime Day, starting at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and lasting 36 hours. Expect to learn more details about new deals on Amazon today, but there are already some out there that we've talked about, from Amazon devices like the Echo Show to kitchen appliances. So I've listed out some of them for you over on today's show notes on thenewsworthy.com, or if you're not an Amazon fan at all, not to worry. CNBC reports stores like Walmart, Target, eBay, and many more will be having their own sales today or later this week because they are trying to compete. All right, a quick heads up. McDonald's salads may be making some people sick. Public health officials say more than 100 people in Illinois and Iowa have gotten sick with cyclosporiasis, basically an intestinal illness. McDonald's says, just in case it's true, the company will stop selling salads at the restaurants in those states that may be impacted, and the company is getting rid of all the lettuce blends from the same suppliers that are used mostly around the Midwest. There is now only one Blockbuster video store left in all of the United States. Literally just one. Or maybe some of you are surprised that there's even one left at all. USA Today reports two others in Anchorage, Alaska closed up shop just yesterday. And now the last one is in Bend, Oregon. The store's general manager says about a quarter of the customers at her store are actually tourists who want to stop by and take pictures and see one of the, well, now the last store standing. Of course, video on demand, like Netflix and HBO, led to Blockbuster's bankruptcy in 2010. An animated film took the top spot at the box office over the weekend, Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation. Variety reports it brought in $44 million in North America. It's Sony's family feature, and if you see it, you'll hear voices of stars like Adam Sandler, Selena Gomez, and Andy Samberg. And that's it. You are all caught up. Thanks so much for listening and for sharing the Newsworthy. I'd so appreciate it if you send this episode to a friend or two and tell them why you love it. And remember, if you want to read more about a news story we talked about today, check out today's show notes. You can find them at thenewsworthy.com. Just click episodes and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time. So we will chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.